right, Jeff, I got you in and out here. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and start at the top of our list here. We're going to go first up the horse on the Echolink on our normal progression here. And then stand by KD8 SDL or KC8 SDL. Good evening, horse.
This is KD8 ZX, horse down in Tampa. Just trying to stay warm. It's warmer down here than it is up north, but it's going to get down into the low 40s down here overnight and only in the 60s during the day. Been a pretty good week this week, Thanksgiving, quiet weekend, didn't do much. Went shopping to a couple of flea markets looking for odds and ends, but didn't find anything. Right now, just settling in and thinking about going up to St. Augustine for a few days to see the lights and maybe over to Disney Springs. Not much else going on down here. All the Christmas decorations are up. We're just waiting for the snow to fall. This is KD8 ZXA back to net control.
All right, Horace, thanks for checking in tonight. It's good to hear from you. Make sure everything's okay with you. Sorry about the weather. It'd be nice if it was a little warmer down there. I know I got a friend that's visiting some friends over in North Carolina, and he said it was only in the 40s for the daytime high, so it's not warm really any place, probably until you get down to Key West, something like that, Miami maybe, but yeah, the whole country is kind of in a little cold spell here at the present time. So, all right, we'll go to our regular check-ins here. KD8 or KC8 SDL, stand by, KD8 MMH. Good evening, Rob.
Yourself there, Mr. Rod. KDC8YVF in the group. Kilo Charlie 8, you don't leave on. Okay, well, fellow railroad, you won't have any railroad stories today. Hi. Okay, well, I had a good day. As a matter of fact, a man named Jason, KE8BGT, just got his general class ticket a while ago. And if you remember, I put that Hot Water 100 heat kit up for sale. Well, he talked to me last fall about it, and he said, I want that radio. So we settled on a price, which wasn't very much. So he got a Hot Water 100, the microphone, a D104 with a new element in it. Power supply has all been recapped via me and Gary, WHRCU, and a station speaker, a cable between radio and supply, and basically... man cave, I had a TV tray in here, and boy, oh boy, Ron, talk about an old room. That was quite a challenge, though. Had wires strung up all around. Anyway, sir, got it on the air. He picked it up this afternoon before I had to go to my doctor's appointment, and he made a few calls. He worked a guy in Illinois, and he worked a guy in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he was quite pleased with it, so... I unhooked it for him and showed him how to hook it up, how to adjust the various controls on it. And he packed it up in his car and left me. And I had to go turn right around and go to a foot doctor. The foot doctor's appointment was rather well. The foot is healing. I'm glad to hear that, Ron. So that was me this morning or this afternoon. So I'm down here playing radio and listening to you fine folks. So I'll hand it back to you there for the 7-3 round. I will clear with KC-YVF in the group. So, Charlie, she's out of Quayma. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob. I'm glad that you found a buyer for your Hot Water 100 there. Hopefully he enjoys it and all the care in that you've taken with that radio and that. Some of those old radios are very nice as far as operation and that of those. And it takes some dedicated people to keep those in operation and to do what you do with them. So never been one of the old radio type of guys. My oldest radio, I don't know, it's kind of technology-wise is my Kenwood, the TS-480. It's about 15 years old, so that's about my oldest radio that I have as far as in my HF type of gear. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH. I imagine you got a couple announcements for us, and stand by WADW. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Yes, we have an announcement. This Friday, December 6th, will be our December club meeting and also our annual Christmas potluck. So everyone's welcome. We'll also be nominations and elections, too. So it will start at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock this time because of the potluck. So mark that on your calendars. Show up, bring a friend. And also, your opinion on this too, Ron, seeing as though we're going to do the food first and then we'll have the meeting after, do you think we should do online as well for the meeting, or pretty much everyone that's going to be at the meeting for the potluck? You know, it's kind of hard to tell when we're going to be doing the meeting too. So let me know your thoughts on that. If we have time, I'll be doing just a little small presentation on a new app that's out there. It's been out for a little bit, called What Three Words. Kind of a handy little app for location. And other than that, I think that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron. So I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you at our potluck and club meeting, Bring a Dish to Pass, this Friday night, 6 o'clock. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, Mike, thanks for the information. On your question, I still think we should do an online. There may be some people that don't come out for the dinner prior to it. With the cold weather or something, so I would still do the online portion of it. If nobody shows up, okay, but at least we offered it to it for any club members that aren't able to make it out. I want to try and include as many people as possible. Second thing, I'll make a continuation of that. Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., is our annual Savara Aries Award breakfast. It's going to be at the, and if Minnie corrects me, I sent it out today, and I think it's the Riverside Family Restaurant in Freeland. So whatever the family restaurant in Freeland, that's just north of the light at Freeland Road there on the west side of the road. There are two restaurants there now. There is the Family Restaurant, which as you pull in is on the left, and then they have kind of an after hours or whatever they call it, kind of the after hours place on the right. So both owned by the same company, but original restaurant's on the left as you pull in the parking lot. I've reserved the room in the back of the restaurant for us. Can't guarantee there won't be other people in there, but I told them roughly 12 to 15 people to expect for the breakfast. So hopefully, they said at 8:30 in the morning it shouldn't be a problem. We should have pretty much the room to ourselves. Let me break. So yeah, those are the things that are coming up at least this weekend. The meeting, as Mike said, on Friday, and then the Aries breakfast will complete the, we'll not have any other Aries training. It's combines it all into one, so. All right, next up on the list, Dave, WADW, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCYVF, WADW. Okay, yeah, finally got all the leaves done. I got three 30-gallon barrels out at the road today for pickup tomorrow. That'll be the end. I finished that up last week. The day before Thanksgiving, I figured that anything that fell after that was going to stay on the ground. So there are a few leaves on the ground yet, but looks pretty good. We worked on Christmas lights, got those up, finished that today. Thanksgiving, we had prime rib. I made prime rib, and that was very good, so we did that. I still got one little piece left, so I'm sort of babying that one. Made some sandwiches out of it today, so that's pretty good. That's about all I got right now, Ron. Thanks for doing it. We'll turn it back to you there. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, same here. Saturday I did get out and pick up the rest of the leaves that were in the backyard. Luckily, my neighbor's tree was finally all down, and there was my backyard was pretty full again, but by Saturday when I went to get it, there wasn't a lot left. I don't know where they all went. Well, a lot of them went behind my shed, so I had to get behind there and blow out as much as I could back there. The spring will have to pull everything out of there and clean it out better, but it got what it's got, and I only got one bag. I managed to stuff everything into one of those paper bags and got that all done. Sunday, my neighbor started working on her backyard, finally, and she had probably 15 to 20 bags out at the curb this morning. So last day for pickup of the leaves, good timing. Saturday had a little dusting of snow underground, but was able to rake up what I needed. And like you said, there are still some out there scattered here and there around the lawn. If I wouldn't have had the snow, I probably would have taken the hand mower, self-propelled mower, and went across the backyard to pick the rest of them up and behind the fence, behind my garden fence. I know there's some back there that I didn't get to, but they'll stay there until spring, and hopefully they blow away some other place before then. So got that taken care of. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.